The usual fact of everyday deaths, harnessed to serve as the COVID-19 scarecrow. When COVID-19 was alleged to hit the world in a pandemic way, the group of those whose passing from with COVID-19 would be unequivocal and very publicly announced was miraculously, demonstrably spared from being mentioned. All alleged COVID-19 pandemic victims, talked about by the privately owned global media, were and are amongst the anonymous part of the human population. That circumstance is the opposite of demonstrable. It is manipulated. Every single reported number concerning the anonymous being suspect, especially because of the fact that deaths of people occur every day, to say nothing of further induced deaths when the population is deliberately placed under stress and lockdowns, causing the neglect of the really deadly diseases. Add to this number the number of deaths from the contingent of the vaccinated, quote-unquote, against COVID-19. And the picture of disaster looms unbearable to fathom. Furthermore, it is beyond commentary that the deaths of the anonymous insignificant were publicly reported and blasted by the media in a disgraceful violation of common decency, morals, and ethics. One should ask, when in the past were the everyday deaths of the anonymous insignificants reported openly by the mainstream media in such detail at that? Someone has the need to incite panic in society. My book, No Great Reset, discusses why and who exactly needed that COVID-19 pandemic fabrication in order to reach the elite's otherwise unachievable political goals, ensured by the total homogenization of the anonymous insignificance into one dumped-down, easy-to-govern human mass. In the times that are already behind us, the governors of the world were enticing countries to be at war with each other. Today's method of control, by those same governors and their heirs, is to grab the world in the clutches of mass insanity under the form of a fake pandemic and transform it into its ultimate, never-rebelling slave.